Part 1. Fear. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. 1. The problem with fear. A shrill scream shot from the living room. Mom! I stumbled out of bed and into the hallway. My 2-year-old son was chasing after his older brother with a knife in his hands. Registering the danger, I leaped forward, yelling, "Put that knife down!" To this day, I have no idea why my son was chasing his brother, or what even happened after he dropped the knife. I am sure it involved my giving some strong explanations like, "You can't just pick up a knife and start chasing people." But it imprinted on me a near-traumatic experience. What if my son had actually stabbed him? Every parent has shouted at a child racing toward a busy street or heading straight for danger. Throughout my parental career, a raised voice seemed like a successful parenting tool. At times, shouting became a technique I could use to protect and train my children. An office center where I once worked was not well lit at night. Everyone left early, so it often fell to me to lock up and make the long trek through the parking lot. One night, I had a sense someone was watching me, so I switched off the lights in my office and peeked out. I waited a few minutes and saw nothing. I turned the lights back on and resumed my work, but could not shake this feeling of being watched. 2 hours later, I finally called it a night, locked up the main doors, and headed outside. Crossing the lot, I felt a sudden urge to raise my shirt collar to protect my throat. I thought, I hope there aren't any vampires out tonight. Thinking about this, I stopped several feet from my car and laughed. What am I doing? I thought. Vampires? This is so irrational. The next day, I attended a meeting with the building security advisor. When he asked me how I was doing, I recounted laughingly the previous night's occurrence. The security advisor asked, "Donna, what time was that?" 9:40 p.m., I said, intrigued. "Last night," he said, "I had my first ever panic attack, and it started right at 9:40. My wife had to coax me out of a fetal position so I could get off the floor. I kept trying to tell myself, this is so irrational." We discussed this and sank back in silence. Though it manifested differently for each of us, we had both partnered with the enemy's broadcast of irrational fear.